Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 22 through 25. Christ committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls.
Guilt can be defined as anxiety in one's spirit over a deliberate, willful sin. We can trace this emotion all the way back to the Garden of Eden. After Adam and Eve tasted the forbidden fruit, they felt ashamed of their nakedness and hid themselves. In ancient Israel, people would pay for their wrong by sacrificing an animal's life. Today, we no longer need such a brutal way to release our guilt. God has provided the perfect solution, and he offers it to us as a gift to be received. He sent his Son, Jesus, to make the way for us to be redeemed and brought into a right relationship with him. The Savior made atonement for us with his precious blood. And praise God, Jesus rose to life again, conquering sin and its penalty of death. As children of Adam and Eve, every one of us was born a sinner, separated from God. However, we can be liberated from the penalty of death and the guilt of sin by receiving Jesus' free gift of new life in him. Of course, in our imperfect human state, we won't be perfectly sinless, but our loving Heavenly Father will continue to forgive his children. Jesus' sacrifice gives those of us who trust in him freedom from shame and death, plus the promise of eternity with God. Though we're promised forgiveness, our gratitude and love for our Savior should spur us on to repentance, obedience, and service to the Lord.